This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Since so many of us have become not just parents or caregivers of our children, we've had to step up a bit these last few months and take on some teaching and educational roles. And let's be honest, for many of us, it has been difficult at times. So how about this? How about some free professional guidance? The Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children will be hosting a series of three webinars for anyone who cares for or works with children birth to 5 years old. And joining us live today to talk more about this is Executive Director of IAEYC, Beth Oppenheimer. Beth, I tell you, it's always so hard to spit that out.
Thank you, Gemma. It's a tongue twister, I'll tell you.
It is. It is.
Thank you for having me on.
So let's first talk about these webinars, because you normally put them on, but they're normally for people who work with children birth through 5 years old.
We are. So, you know, this is a really unique opportunity for anyone, as you said, working with or caring for children birth to 5 years old to receive professional development, early learning and training on some really important topics. And, you know, we did that because, as you said, typically these are available for childcare providers, preschool teachers, folks who work directly with young children. But as we saw the need, as parents are starting more and more often because of the crisis to work with their children at home, we saw the need to broaden access. And mm-hmm. so we really wanted to provide these sessions and make them available to anyone caring for or working with young children. That's parents, grandparents, nannies, childcare providers, home visitors, whoever might fall in that realm.
And how did you get to that idea of, you know what, we need to bring in any adults who care for this critical group of children, that birth to 5 years old?
Right. Well, like you said, this crisis really has shed a light on who is caring for and working with our young children. And we know so many children are not attending childcare because their parents are working at home, or they're not in preschool because their parents are at home, or whatever that looks like. So we really wanted to make sure that we thought, oh my gosh, like parents really need the supports around some early learning resources and materials and help them navigate what this looks like in their family and what they can do to support their young children, which oftentimes would be left to a childcare provider or a preschool teacher or something like that. Right.
So there'll be three series of mm-hmm. seminars. So the first one will be in October, and it's called Celebrating Milestones and Addressing Concerns. So what should people kind of expect with that first webinar?
Sure. So the first one, it's on September 26th. It's a Saturday, and it will be from 10 a.m. to noon Mountain Time. And it's called Celebrating Developmental Milestones and Addressing Concerns. And at this session, it will really provide an opportunity for participants to learn the definition of quality early childhood inclusion, and mm-hmm. also what are those defining features. In addition to that, families and participants, childcare providers, will become familiar with strategies for developmental monitoring and screening. And most importantly, they will be able to learn about the CDC's program called Learn the Signs and Act Early. So at this session, participants will be able to understand what are those milestones that children birth to five should be reaching in regards to how they play, how they learn, how they speak, act, and move. And they'll learn how to track that the child's development and act early if they have a concern. Mm-hmm. So learn the milestones. If they have a concern, what do they do? Where do they go? And how do they navigate that before they actually get into school? So again, it's called Act the Sign or Learn the Signs, Act Early. So that will be the first webinar series on Saturday, September 26th.
And then the next one, and we've talked about this numerous times on the program here, and this is surrounding early childhood trauma.
Yes, it is. So the next one will be offered on Saturday, October 10th, and again from 10 a.m. to noon. And it's called Understanding Trauma and Its Impact on Early Learning. So at this webinar series, participants will be able to examine the impact that trauma has on human development. Again, more important than ever, as we are seeing more families at home, and unfortunately, we are seeing that trauma is kind of on the rise a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so participants will learn how to use a strengths-based approach and lens to promote positive outcomes for young children. And they will also be able to explore the concept of HOPE, which stands for health outcomes from positive experiences, in a way to support children's healthy growth and development. So they will learn the building blocks on really how to engage with young children in positive and have positive experiences to help reduce and eliminate trauma in early childhood.
And the final one is pretty self-explanatory, promoting literacy in the early years. Mm-hmm. So what I do want to know is, how do people then register for these webinars? Where do they do that? Is there a deadline? And I guess too, do you have to sign up for all three?
All very good questions. So you can go to our website, idahoaeyc.org, and sign up for the webinars. You do not have to sign up for all three. You can choose to do one, two, or all three if you'd like, whatever fits your time period. There's not a deadline to register. You can register up until the very end. I will also add that participants, because of our great partners who are helping to promote this, and that is the Idaho Children's Trust Fund, Lakeshore Learning, and Lee Pesky Learning, all participants will also receive free materials to go along with what they've learned. Oh, wow. In that webinar series. So this is funded through Idaho's Preschool Development Grant, and it's just a really unique opportunity. And we are just hoping that anyone and everyone that has a child in their care, birth to age 5, has an opportunity to participate in this. You'll learn some very great information and also receive some free materials to go along with what you've learned.
Well, this is so great that you're doing this. I mean, I know you do this on a yearly basis, but to include, you know, parents or other adults who are caregiving for children is so critical right now. I mean, look, parenting's hard enough. Nobody told us we had to do it in the middle of a pandemic too. So Right. It's added on so many layers.
That is right. Well, and you know, let's not forget about grandparents too.
Exactly.
You know, grandparents are caring for young children, and what they may have remembered raising children might be a little bit different than it is now. And anytime that any of us, you know, parents can, or grandparents or anyone caring, can learn a little bit more about how to effectively work with our young children and make sure that they are ready when school comes and they are in a healthy and engaging environment, we're all going to be better.
Yeah, absolutely. That first seminar is on September 26th. Beth, always good to have you on the program.
Thank you so much, Gemma. We really appreciate it.
Well, we've been talking with Executive Director of Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, Beth Oppenheimer, about some upcoming free webinars for anyone who works with or cares for children. We'll have a link on our website. More Idaho Matters next.